Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career. I'm Belinda Janneke, and today in our virtual studio, I've got Audrey Mentz. How are you, Audrey?
I'm doing very well, thanks. And it's like really lovely to be here with you guys. Looking forward to our interview.
Me too. Audrey, as a physiotherapist, before we unpack that entire job, tell me about the best day in your career. When was it and what happened?
In the years that I've worked, I've had many amazing days. But the one that comes to mind right now would be the one when I was working in PE, in the home for the physical and mental disabled. I had a patient that was very close to my heart. He had cerebral palsy since birth due to lack of oxygen. And he was in a wheelchair, spastic quadriplegic. He loved sport, and his dream was to be able to walk one day. Yeah, that was basically impossible, but I managed to think a bit out of the box, and we arranged to have a custom-made frame made for him with wheels. And so that we can see if we keep him upright and maybe get some leg movement, maybe he'll be able to walk or shuffle down the passage in the home. And it worked. It was an amazing day. The first day he started walking down the passage, but that led to him training down the passage as fast as he could, loving every moment of it. And then it all ended up a few months later that we enrolled in that Discovery Big Walk, and he walked 3 kilometers of the 5 kilometers. And that was an absolute amazing day in, well, both his life and my life.
That sounds amazing, and making that impact in somebody's life. How will a physiotherapist do that to build this frame? Who did you have to get in to assist you with that, something like that?
Basically, we started asking around and also spoke with the board of this home that I was working at. And they also put me in contact with someone in Jeffreys Bay that they knew of who built frames for usually kids in less privileged circumstances. And I've contacted this person and I told him the dream and what we would like to do. And he was keen, and we did it, sent him through the measurements of the patient, and it worked.
Excellent. Now, tell me about your journey from being a student to a professional. You did do physiotherapy and eventually worked in a hospital, as well as then went into private practice. But what was that journey like? What did it entail?
As a student, I would say, I have to be honest, I did not really enjoy my studies that much. It was very hard work. Not that hard work is a problem, but it was stressful. I wasn't at that stage. It was I would say the stressful circumstances. We started out as 40 in our class and only 13 of us graduated. So it's really a tough course. Mm. In my third year, I was planning to actually just drop out of the course and go and study under Dr. Tim Noakes at UCT with sports physiology and psychology. And I went to see him. And to this day, I'm grateful for Tim Noakes who advised me to commit and finish to my degree. It was probably the best decision to have, just to have that support from his side. And just to say it's worth just doing that last year. And I'm grateful because I absolutely love my job. So you've got to go through the studies. Not everything you're going to learn and do and are forced to learn will be up your alley. Physiotherapy is such a broad field in the healthcare industry to enter into. And there's so much to choose off, and you can specialize or avenues that you can go down into. And but it's very important to know of everything so that you can choose.
So directly out of varsity, you worked in a hospital and then later you went into private practice. How did you do that transition? When did you decide, now it's time for me to have a private practice? How many years of experience would you have to have?
Yes, I worked in a hospital. And then at first, I would say when you transition from hospital to private practice, it is easier before you start your own practice to work for someone in private practice so that you understand how it works, you understand the codings, you understand the medical aid, you understand all of that, the documentation, what is expected of you. Because private practice and, well, especially government currently, is very different. If you work in a hospital, in a private hospital, you would work for a private practice anyway. But if you go from government to private, it's quite a change. So I would really recommend that you then rather work for someone first before you endeavor into, starting your own private practice.
And really to get a feel for this field before you just jump into, now I'm starting my own practice.
Yeah, exactly. To know exactly and the field is so, as I said just now, the field is so broad. You've got neurology, you can go into the neurology side, you can do orthopedics, musculoskeletal, which is mostly the orthopedic side, respiratory, pediatric neurology. There are just so many different avenues that you can, and you need to taste all of them to see which one is the one for you and whether you like everything. Maybe you'd like a little bit of everything. Everyone's different. And you can bring in, you can actually bring change in any one of those areas.
Audrey, so in order to start your own private practice, what are some of the things that somebody needs to consider?
The first thing when you start off would be, obviously you need to be registered with the HPCSA. You need to get a practice number, so you need to register with the BHF. When you do have that, then you need to register with all the medical aids. That's quite a schlep. It's always good to get someone to do that for you. And then when you've got that, you can start. You need a place to practice from. You need some equipment, but not much. You can start off with you don't have to have a lot of money to start off with. As physiotherapists, we've got these two hands, and this is what we use mostly. Hands on, and the machines, the things that cost extra money, it comes in helpful. It helps the tools in the kit. They all help, but you don't specifically need them to start off with.
Now, you have been a physiotherapist, and then at some stage, you have also started to work as a team physio for the Bay United soccer team, as well as the Pearson High School first hockey team. How is that different from just being in your private practice and assisting patients there?
The team physio for Bay United, they came to my practice. So that was... When they came in, it would be a group, and it's more group setting. And so I never went on tour with them as such. So I worked in my rooms, and it was almost more faster pace. It was faster pace of treating the one, going to the other one, and also the team dynamics. I really loved that, spending that time with them and the rehabilitation with them. The hockey team, I was more hands-on. I toured with them everywhere. I went to them to the top 8 in Bloemfontein, which then became the top 12. And, so I was much more involved in the team dynamics there. Yeah, working late hours after the games, the kids will come to my room and, I'll just be treating them and getting them ready for the next day, for the next match. That was lovely. Really enjoyed that. Also went on tour with the SA and the national gymnastics team to one or two of the world championships. And that was very much also being part of the dynamics of that team and being on the floor, helping out with immediate injury and emergency, and loved it.
Do you love then doing all these different types of physiotherapy instead of just staying in your own rooms and being involved in various areas?
No, I definitely do. Even now, I'm in Grafenwöhr and I've got my practice here. But I still do home visits. I still go to the old age homes. I still work with the first team rugby players and the hockey players. And I love just being involved with all of that. And yeah.
Now, Audrey, let's say that physiotherapy does not exist. It's no longer an industry that you can do. What would you have liked to do?
You know, my passion is healing. So if I have to think, I've started last year, I started studying a course under Bessel van der Kolk, who wrote the book, The Body Holds a Score. And the effects of trauma and, your basically emotional trauma and the effects that it has on the body. And to me, the whole, I've just come to realize that our bodies are actually like a TV screen of what is actually going on the inside. And all injury and conditions, you know, that you suffer of doesn't always have a physical root. You cannot separate the one from the other. And so I would go into some holistic how to counsel, heal, help in a healing way.
Every job does not have only the good days and the good vibes. What is the hard or mundane part of your work?
Admin. I'm a practical person. I do not like admin, but admin is part of it. And I just have to focus and get it done. All the note-taking, all the documentation. Yeah, account systems, getting all of that. It tires me. But it's part of it and it needs to be done. So,
I must agree.
That's what we have.
I must agree. I also don't like admin. But we have to get it out of the way, like you say. Now, Audrey, if you have to share one secret about your job that somebody on the outside would never guess, what will that be?
Contrary to popular belief, I actually do not enjoy, I would say physios, do not enjoy hurting people. People come in here and say, oh, it's the torture chamber. And you know what? I suppose they do get hurt sometimes, but we don't enjoy it.
Yeah. Let's go into some easy, quick questions. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Remote or on-site?
On-site.
Every morning, I
have a cup of coffee and go for a 3 to 5 kilometer walk in nature to just reset myself for the day and the possibilities.
And my favorite word is
blessing.
Audrey, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate the time.
It's a pleasure. It was lovely spending time with you.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.